welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence as today we talk about the astrology of March 2015. Now, March has some of the biggest energies of the year, so I wanted to do this focused episode so that you could get a heads up, if you will, or at least a higher perspective about the energies that are coming through, pushing us forward, and changing our lives in a significant way. Now, we have had a lot of ongoing change since 2012, and March is the pinnacle. It's the peak. It's the biggest catalyst forward into this next phase, this next experience. So I'm going to share with you some of the key dates of March, but in general, it would be wise to think of the whole month as a high intensity time, a lot of energy changing, and a lot that's ready to be released and birthed. So it's quite an exciting month. Before we get going, I just want to also give you a few announcements. For those of you who really enjoy astrology, I will be offering two new online classes starting in the spring. One will be an introduction to your natal astrology chart, and the other class will be all about transits. So if you are already aware of your chart, but you want to know how the current energies are working with you more personally, you may really benefit from that astrology class where we talk about the energies of right now and how planets moving in the sky are working with you more personally. So both of those classes will be coming in the spring, and you can join my email list on my website, consciouscoolchic.com, and that's where you can be in touch with the latest developments and what will be coming this spring. I do also want to give just take a moment of gratitude, because in the astrological community, we have had to say goodbye to a influential astrologer. His name is Jeff Jauer, and he has been a force, an amazing guide, wonderful teacher in the astrology community for decades. He has worked with Rick Levine for decades as co-authors, business partners, just a great collaborative force. And Jeff Jauer made his transition just earlier this week, and it was a fast development. He had a stage 4 lung cancer that came on, came to his awareness rather quickly, and he said goodbye rather quickly. And it's one of those times when you don't realize how much you appreciate someone until you get to that point of saying goodbye. And I had met Jeff a few times at astrology events and conferences, and a brilliant man, a great astrologer. He's been an astrologer for 40 years. And I really always respected his knowledge, his wisdom, his explanations of energies. I learned so much from him. In fact, I remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when the internet was just getting going, Jeff Jauer and Rick Levine wrote the astrology for Tarot.com and a few other websites. And I read a lot of their columns, a lot of their works, and just always appreciated it. So it's with love and light and appreciation to have connected with someone who is a true master at this craft. And also just as a reminder to all of us that we never know how long our time here is. We never know really in our human awareness or human understandings how much time we have here. And so it's a good time to check in and see, who do you appreciate? Who do you need to thank? Who do you need to connect with? Who do you need to acknowledge? Just because right now, in this moment, you can. So I have extreme appreciation for Mr. Jauer, for everything that he offered and shared, and lots of love and light to his wife and their two daughters. The other amazing thing that's happened because of his quick awareness or onset, I should say, of the cancer is that they had a lot of unexpected hospital bills, doctor bills. As you can imagine, this comes out of the blue, and they needed thousands of dollars, and they set up an account, a community crowdfunder account, to raise $30,000. And because he was so appreciated and loved, the family has raised $40,000 and counting. So that really speaks to his influence, his appreciation, and also the fact that people really step up and come forward to support each other in these times of need. So I just wanted to acknowledge him because I always felt him as one of my great teachers, and it's always that transition, right, when we have to say goodbye to someone who's made an impact on our journey. And I think that this is actually one of the ways that the energies are showing up for us collectively and individually, is that we are changing internally and externally, and we need to be so aware of our energy, of our choices, of what is true for us now, what is reflective of our truth now, what is honoring our power now, because we are different now, right? And if you were to go back to 2012 and look at who you were in 2012, and then you look at yourself now in 2015, how would you describe your process? How would you describe who you are now versus just a few short years ago? Because the shifts and changes we've been moving through are big overall, and some days and some phases are bigger than others. And yet we've been really stepping into a new experience of ourselves, and that's truly the astrology of our times. Stepping into a new experience of you, of your energy, your potential, stepping into more of what you are here to offer and share and give to others. It's a big time, and it becomes more real the further we go through this process. So one of the biggest astrological energies started in June of 2012. That's when this process began of Pluto in Capricorn squaring Uranus in Aries. And there's been a lot of talk about this, and if you've been following astrology for a while, you're probably aware of this conversation. And what it essentially means is that we're meant to change right now. You are meant to change and evolve. You're not meant to be the same person you were. And in fact, we don't even know who we're going to be in the next few years. Because these big cycles of energies are actually quite rapid, even if it feels a little bit of a snail pace at times. But even to look at the past 3 years and how much has been in only 3 years is pretty incredible, pretty mind-blowing. And so this brings us to March of this year, of 2015, which is the pinnacle of this energy. It's the most intense time of change, and depending on your astrology chart, that reflects how the change is happening for you. And so what I mean by that is that the change could be external. It could be happening in the world around you, at your job and in your relationships. It could be happening inside of you. It could be both. It could be happening within you and within relationships. It could be happening within your personal identity and how you relate to the world. I mean, these things are all connected. But in an astrology chart, there are certain areas that are the focal point of the change. So you would look in your astrology chart to find, it's, let me get the exact degree here, Pluto in Capricorn at 14 degrees, and then Uranus in Aries at 14 degrees. And this energy is, it's actually 15 degrees. 15 degrees Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries. I thought it was 14 degrees, but they're moving so fast now. So how about that? 15 degrees already. So in your chart, if you have any planets at 15 degrees, especially Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you're going to be feeling it more personally and more intensely. And what the bigger picture is that in June of 2012, a process of transformation began. And from June 2012 until March of 2015, these energies have come into contact seven times. And that's significant because typically planets will only interact 3 times. They might interact 5 times, but it's very, very rare to see it happening 7 times. And 7 in numerology is a very spiritual number. It's all about our spiritual connections and our inner world and intuition and finding the bigger understanding of what's evolving and what's unfolding. So this has been an ongoing process. And what's fascinating is that throughout those 7 times that these two planets have connected, at least one of them has been retrograde, or both of them have been retrograde. And that means the energy is turned inwards. Well, in March, middle of March, that is when the energies are both moving forward. So it's the last time that these two planets interact at the exact degrees, and they're both finally moving forward. So that is pivotal. It demonstrates that it's really time to enter a new phase of you, of your life, of your experience, of what you're here for. And it has a no going back quality to it. It has a very significant signature of a new beginning. And so the exact date of this connection is March 16th, but the energy is already in play because the planets are already really close together. They're within a degree of each other. And because of that, there has been an ongoing tension. There has been this, well, you could see it in the world. You can see it in the power struggles. You could even feel it within yourself at some times. If there is something that is triggering you, something that's coming up, that's going to be, you know, it's like a reoccurring theme, something within you that needs to change, that's ready to change, that is, it's happening and you can't deny it, you can't avoid it, you can't escape it. Embrace it. And I believe that this is really why you're here, why we are here. And that's because we're here to change and evolve individually so that we can evolve the planet. We can evolve the world and humanity. It's really that big. And it's really happening. So I want to go through some of the other big dates here, because March has quite a few. It has quite a few significant days. The first week in March, March 5th, is when we have the Virgo full moon, and that is at 14 degrees of Pisces. The sun is at 14 degrees Pisces, and the moon is at 14 degrees of Virgo. It is conjunct Chiron, and so there's a lot of healing energy around this full moon because of Pisces and Virgo and Chiron all coming in together and requiring us to be very honest and practical with ourselves about where we need to do our inner work, where we need to heal any fears of separation, and where we're ready to let something go. And this whole letting go theme is quite prominent as March begins. Partly that's because the sun in Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac. And it's about completions, endings, letting go, forgiveness, compassion. It's ultimately about transcendence, transcending to rise above to the next level. And whenever the sun is in Pisces, it meets up with Chiron, which is the wounded healer that is also in Pisces, and it's showing us our collective wounds of separation, our collective wounds of blame, victimhood, where we feel self-pity, where we feel less than, ultimately helping us to heal that, to heal it, and see how we are all united and all connected. And so this full moon on March 5th has that very strong energy signature. It's a great time to be aware of how you need to take care of yourself, that self-care component, and where it's time to step into a new spiritual connection or a higher spiritual understanding that really supports you and loves you for who you are now. Also, we have in March, we have some interesting energies that want us to get things started and get things going. So if you've ever been to, if you've ever done a launch or an opening, there can be a phase where you do a soft open, a soft opening, and then you do a grand opening. And so that's kind of how you can think of March, which is that there are phases where you might start something and it gets going, but think of it as that soft opening to basically get the energy going, get something moving, and then after the spring equinox is the grand opening. So this energy builds throughout March. And as I said, on March 16th, we have the 7th Pluto-Uranus square, and it's about time for a leap. It's about taking that quantum leap, that stepping into something, that new dream, that new call of your soul. And I talk about this in one of my books, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, which is where you feel this building energy, you feel this desire and this need and something that you have to do because it's bigger than you. The call of your soul. And in the book, I explain the stages of that, what happens, what comes up. And that's essentially what March is pushing us to do, is to answer that call, that new call of your soul that's waiting and ready for you. So this energy comes in and gets triggered March 11th, which is when Mars is in Aries, and that's the great initiator that gets things going. It's a very courageous energy. It's a warrior energy, and that warrior energy can be healthy when you are in alignment with something bigger than yourself. And when you're fighting, quote unquote, for something bigger than you, that ultimately can help others. And it's a very gut level, impulsive energy. So by the middle of March, you could feel that. You could feel like, I have to do this. I have to go for it. I have to try. And when you initiate that energy, it will show up to support you. More of the energy will show up to support you. But keep in mind, again, the first part of the month is more about that soft opening, which is going to be confusing at times. Because there could be times when it feels really strong and powerful and you have to go for it now. But the backdrop is that there's still things that are winding up. Loose strings, you know, that have to be tied together and completed and done. And this is going to be even stronger for us on the Pisces solar eclipse of March 20th. And this eclipse, the solar eclipse, is fascinating, my friend, because it is at 29 degrees of Pisces, which is the very last degree of the zodiac. The whole zodiac is 360 degrees. And this solar eclipse is at that 360 degree point, so the very end of a journey, the very end of a cycle, the completion of an experience and of an energy. So again, this is March 20th, and we have strong energies in Pisces. We have Neptune in Pisces, Mercury in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces, Moon in Pisces, Sun in Pisces, five planets in Pisces, followed by three planets in Aries, Uranus in Aries, Mars in Aries, and Venus in Aries. And so five planets in Pisces focus on the endings, the completion, the let it go. And then those three planets in Pisces say, okay, let's get going. Pisces, let it go. Aries, let's get going. So on that day, and actually it'll be leading up to the 20th, the solar eclipse is a new moon. So that means that the sun and the moon are both at 29 degrees of Pisces. And they're both finishing up. They're emotionally finishing something up, and they're finishing up a part of their identity. And so we have a part of ourselves that is complete, that is ready to move forward and transcend into a new experience of ourselves. You could see this as changes in yourself, changes in your perspective. It's also a good time to connect with your intuitive side, meditation, your angels and your guides for understanding. Depending on what you've been experiencing in the last few years, there could be a sense of even sadness as part of your letting go. There could be some grief. There could be a sense of, I don't know what's next. It's one of the ways that March is powerful because there's a sense that things are really shifting. However, chances are you wouldn't stay in that space for very long if that is what you're feeling. And that's because 13 hours after the solar eclipse, we have the spring equinox here in the northern hemisphere. And the spring equinox is when the sun is at 0 degrees of Aries. And when you are beginning a fresh new start, it's initiation energy. It's beginnings. It's this is new. This is starting. Something is ready to be birthed and to come forward. And that happens just hours after that solar eclipse. So it's that ongoing theme of something is complete because something else is ready to come forward. There is a quickness to this energy. It's fast. There's a sense of, okay, but I'm ready. There's a part of you that really is probably going to feel ready if you're able to trust it and to step into whatever is ready to come through you. Now, Aries is that gut level energy. It is impulsive. It is in the moment. It is courageous and fearless and wants to start it up. So what has been calling to you or hinting to you that is ready to come forward? And that is what March is also gifting you with, is what is ready to come forward in your experience, that next level, that next experience of yourself. again, depending on how you've been working with the energies, this can feel very exciting. You know, it can feel like, finally, finally, I'm ready. It's time. Or if you felt any kind of hesitation or that maybe you need more time, it could feel too soon. But this is where you trust something bigger than you. And that's another way to look at March, is that trusting bigger than you, because you're moving into a bigness of yourself that you probably have not experienced yet. Maybe you've seen, you know, some whispers of it or some snapshots of it. You've had a hint of it, and now things happen. Now the energy moves forward. So we have that solar eclipse on March 20th, and then we have the spring equinox, the new beginning, on March 21st. And then we move into the second part of March, the last third of the month, that has a very dynamic energy signature to it. Dynamic and a lot of energy that's actually going to carry forward into April. So chances are, you know, as you're moving through March, take care of yourself. Remember to ground, because a lot of energy is going to be moving around, and that's so important to ground, and to take care of your body, to get sleep as necessary, to really be in tune with your energetic needs, to really be aware of if you need to eat more food, because when we're having this energy run through us, we're hungrier, you know, we're processing a lot physically, emotionally, intuitively, energetically. And so the last week of March is going to continue to push you into a new experience, a new goal, a new project, a new something. And it could even just be this new inner awareness of yourself, an inner awareness of who you are now, what you want, what excites you, what feels fresh and uplifting. Towards the end of the month, the last weekend, it's Sunday, March 29th, we have what's known as a grand trine. The grand trine is in all three fire signs. So we have the sun in Aries, and then we have Saturn in Sagittarius, and then the moon will be in Leo. Not for very long, but on this day is when the energy and activity is high, the inspiration is high, things are happening, things are moving forward. And Saturn is in the picture. And Saturn is about being responsible, doing the work, being disciplined, trusting timing. And so there's a strong grounding energy here that inspirations can be real. Your ideas and what you want to create can be real, are coming into a form. So March ends in a way that feels very, what's the word? It's almost like new horizons abound. New horizons are here. There's a freshness in the air. And as we move into April, we have more pushes, shoves, we'll call them love nudges and love shoves, to stay committed and to keep going forward with this new call of your soul, this new part of you that you are owning, embracing, and stepping into. And that's the beginning of April, which is when the sun in Aries is going to connect with Uranus in Aries and Pluto in Capricorn and reiterate the themes of March 16th of that Pluto-Uranus square. So there is a sense that, gosh, it's like turning a corner. It's really like a new day has dawned. Whatever you've been moving through within yourself, within your life, it's going to change energetically in March and in April. And again, a new blank page, a new story to be written. And then April is going to keep the inspirations going, keep the momentum going. And by April 20th, the sun enters Taurus, and we're going to feel a little bit more grounded. So that's another thing to keep in mind, is that if throughout March you don't feel too grounded at times, and that's because of all the energy in water signs and all the energy in fire signs, if you don't feel too grounded, it'll definitely start to feel that way later in April. But in the meantime, tune in to the energies and where they're carrying you and where they're guiding you and leading you, because there's a lot here that's electrical. It's exciting. It's enticing. And it's also really being aware of the parts of you that are now new, that are different than who you were a few years ago or even maybe a few months ago. The parts of you that are emerging and coming out into the world. And so the birth process is cannot be planned, but it's the bigger picture, right? It's seeing how this is a time of initiations, of new starts. And I also feel of celebration, you know, really celebrating yourself and maybe how hard things have been at times or how intense it's been at times. On a personal note, this Uranus-Pluto square has been working with a few planets in my chart, and it's required a lot of transformation on my side that's been really tough at times. And even as an astrologer, when I see it coming and I know it's happening, it's different when it's real. And so I think that one of the things we constantly have to return to for ourselves is the fact that we as souls chose certain experiences. You know, we chose to do certain things in this lifetime. We can't do everything, but we can choose certain things. And so I personally had practically every area of my life has changed in 3 years. And it's amazing, incredible, challenging, rewarding. It's everything. And that's, I think, an important way to look at something when it that is so big. It's like you provide yourself with a balance that it's everything, right? It's the good and the bad. It's the hard and the easy. It's the rewards and the challenges. And you keep going. And you keep going. And you only get stronger and you only get better. And it's also been so amazing because I feel like I've never been happier. I've never been freaking happier in my life. And that's a choice. So as you're going through maybe some tough times or some big life changes, you can also choose how you want to experience it and ultimately how you want to create your life. The changes don't happen to you. Like, you're not just, you're not a victim. You're not on the sidelines. It's not like, it's happening for you. It's happening to take you to a new place, to move you forward, to be an even more expansive version of yourself. And that's pretty amazing. It really is, to live in this time period where we can have such a grand adventure in our human bodies. So I offer that perspective because no matter what, you always have the power of choice and to choose what is best for you, to choose what you will accept and what you will not accept. And that can require some hard choices. Just this past week, I had to make a really hard choice about something. And I said, I'm going to stay in my integrity about this, and it's not going to make someone happy. And you know what? That's just how it is sometimes. You can't make everybody happy, but you choose the energy you want to experience. So remember that you always have the power of choosing the energy that is best for you and for your highest good. So March is pivotal, and you might look back on this month and see how life changed or how you shifted or something significant that you didn't notice when you were in it. But I also hope you're open to embracing it and feeling that inner enthusiasm and excitement about what is to come and what you're ready for next. Because something is only happening and unfolding because ultimately you are ready. You are ready. You are ready. So thank you for listening. I will be back with more astrology episodes in the future. As always, I like to do those regularly for you. And thank you for connecting with me, and I wish you the very best on your journey ahead. And I will see you either on Facebook, Twitter, or on email soon. So take good care, my friends. I'll talk to you later.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment.